this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Nadia, welcome to Music Stories again. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me here.
Now, I've been following you on social media with great interest because, you know, I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
I love your music. And last time we spoke, I think we were talking about Push the Button.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it would have been last year, right?
Was it? We're all a year older. But okay. And now you've got another single. Well, then you had Buzz, which I absolutely love. Buzz, that was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And I had some ideas for a video, didn't I? But
yes, it was pretty much the same idea as me, so we were on the same wavelength.
Well, that's good. There you go. We should work together. And now you've gone and released another single called "Catch Me If You Can."
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Plus, you've got some gigs coming up in the UK.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about those as well. But if people don't know who you are, then we have to explain that you're from Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do, and I won't do, the Irish accent because I'm used to
Well, Belfast accent's very specific. So.
Yeah. I'm from North London, which isn't specific at all. So that's good. And you're going down a storm in Ireland and elsewhere. So describe your music to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a lot of, I guess, kind of soul influences as a vocalist. So definitely soulful vocals, and then it's electro pop, the music. So it's a nice kind of blend.
Yeah. I mean, when people think of Irish music, they think of, you know, sort of Irish pub type music, you know.
Yeah, trad music, yeah.
Yeah, traditional stuff, you know, but you're certainly not that. And I watched the video that you made for Push the Button, which is an amazing production.
Oh, thank you.
And there's listeners, concentrate, listen to what I'm saying. On that video, there's lots of stockings, lots of boots,
yeah,
lots of lips.
Yeah.
And Nadia is being very sensual, I think, is probably the polite way of putting it.
Yeah, definitely the polite way of putting it. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a fun, sexy video. So, yeah, I mean, it was so much fun to do, you know what I mean? The crew and I, we just had a great time. It was, you know, just lots of creativity, laughter. It was just a really fun shoot.
Well, I can't, for one, wait to see what you're going to do next with the video, you know. Oh. Is it going to get more raunchy or what?
Do you know, I think each video has to have its own kind of theme. So, I mean, the next one, I'd like to do something completely different. I think that's what I'd like to do with each video. You know, it also has to suit the song. So not every video can be like that, you know, depends on the song.
Talking of the song, tell me about Catch Me If You Can, because I love it. And it comes out tomorrow, I think, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I managed to steal a copy, so I'll have listened to in a second. It's very hard to get a copy. But I've got one. But tell me about it, because listening to the lyrics, it sounds like you've written it all about me.
Well, it's kind of taking, I love the kind of sound of this track. So we took kind of inspiration from 70s disco. So I love that kind of disco sound to it. It's definitely different than what I've done before. But yeah, I mean, I wrote it about kind of whenever you're falling really hard for someone, you're in that kind of complete infatuation with them, and you feel like your head is spinning. That's basically the story of the song.
Well, that's all very understandable.
Yeah.
And I'm very flattered, and thank you. Shall we be serious for a second and have a listen to it? Here we go.
Another goodie. I love
Thank
that. You. Yeah, it's really, really, really good. Yeah, fantastic. And I'm going to probably adopt it as my theme music, I think.
That's good.
I'm sure everybody else will as well. Now, tell me about these gigs that are coming up, because you've got a few. I've got some dates. So you've got some in, one in Manchester on the 4th of May. Dear listener, the date today is the 2nd of May 2024. So if you're listening to this in about 6 years' time, don't get too excited, but there will be other stuff. So we're talking about next week or so. You're in Manchester, Glasgow, Cardiff and London, and supporting the incredible Lyra.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so excited for it. Very, very grateful to Lyra and her team for having me. But yeah, I mean, I've been following Lyra for a long time. I think she's an amazing artist. And she just got the number one in Ireland and everything. So, I mean, I feel like it's going to be a great experience. I'm sure I will learn a lot as well. I'm excited for it, yeah.
And she's another Irish lady.
Yeah, definitely. That's yeah, nice. She's a great Irish artist.
Okay. Well, I've got my team working hard to try and get me to London to see you on the 8th.
Well, that would be great, definitely, to come down.
I'll do my best. I will do my best. Anyway, tell me about doing gigs and concerts and stuff. I mean, do you have time to rehearse with something like that, or do you just get thrown on the stage?
Oh, I have been doing a lot of rehearsals. Yeah, I mean, I work with my dad, so he's a producer. So I've been just going to his studio and kind of rehearsing, that sort of thing, running through the tracks and, you know, all of that. You know, it's been, I don't know, I guess about a month or so I've known about it. So, I mean, I've just been trying to rehearse as much as possible, you know, get everything organized.
And what's it like when when you're backstage? Because, you know, I do this thing called Backstage Tony TV, and I'm fascinated to know how people feel just before they go on stage, really. I mean, are you nervous? Are you petrified? Mm-hmm. Do you have a lucky charm to take with you? You know, there's all sorts of stories from people.
I think for me, what I've noticed is, like, during the day, kind of leading up to the sound check, all of that, I'm quite nervous. You know, it's all that jittery kind of excitement. And it's funny, it's like just as I'm about to kind of, you know, at the gig, you're about to go on stage, it just disappears. All of the nerves, all of that, like the second you're about to go on stage, it just disappears. And you're just like in that zone of kind of, okay, I'm ready to perform now. You know what I mean? It's an odd one, but I don't know. I'm getting more and more used to that, I guess. But I've definitely noticed that it's kind of, the nerves just drop away as soon as you're about to go on.
I suppose if you weren't nervous, then you wouldn't have the adrenaline being produced, and
yeah,
you wouldn't be so keen and so on. You know, you have to be a little bit, you know. I lost my nerves a long time ago, but I managed to sound a little bit professional as a result. Tell me about social media, because that's very important these days, isn't it, to get your message out to everybody. And I notice on TikTok, you've got 13,500 followers.
Yeah, I mean, I love TikTok. Stephanie, one of my favorite platforms, that and Instagram. So, but yeah, I mean, social media is, it's so important these days, you know. I think we're in the kind of, I was talking recently about this to someone, we're in a funny era of being a musician, you know. It's like you have to really be kind of like a content creator as well, and just really be making content, pushing your music as much as possible, you know. It's kind of part of it now.
Yeah.
But I mean, I absolutely love it as well. I think social media, you know, you have to kind of switch the way you think about it. It's a way for you to connect with people, for you to share what you're doing with people, you know. So it's an amazing tool in that way. And yeah, I really enjoy it.
And some people say that those platforms are more important these days than the website.
I know. I actually don't even have a website myself. So
I know. I've searched high and low.
I know. I mean, I have a link tree, which, you know, has all my links and stuff in it, but I haven't actually put together a website. So I guess your Instagram or your TikTok is kind of like your website these days.
Yeah, I think so. And it's more proactive and it engages with people better than a website can.
Definitely.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, what would you say to somebody, a bit of advice? I always ask artists for advice on music stories. What advice could you give to another young person, male or female, who wants to make it like you have? Because I reckon you have made it, because your stuff is really good. You know, what advice would you give to somebody listening to this, generally speaking?
I always say to people, I mean, if you know you're meant to do something, like, I mean, you know, talking for myself, I mean, since I was a child, I've been doing music, I've always loved it. And I think if you have that kind of knowing in your soul or whatever that you're meant to do something, just pursue it. Like, doesn't matter what other people's opinions are or any of that, just if you know you're meant to do it, keep going. Also, I mean, I think it's part of the industry. You have to get used to rejection as well. It's a huge part of it. I always think rejection is redirection. It's, if something's meant for you, it won't pass you by. And I mean, if you're just starting out, I would try and do as much live stuff as possible. You have to kind of get used to being on stage. That's a big part of it too.
Yep. I know. Yeah. I know what you mean about the rejection letters. I've got a big box full of full of them. I've got one from every radio station in the country.
Oh goodness!
I know.
I can't believe that.
I know, and it can be disheartening, can't it? It was, you know. I mean, how dare Radio One in England turn me down? I mean, you know.
I really do think that's part of it. Is like. That's just kind of my viewpoint on things. You have to change your mindset, and that if something doesn't work out for you, it's for a reason, and something better will come along for you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah, it has for you, and it certainly did for me as well. I mean, all those letters dated in the early 70s.
Well, you know, you're doing amazing. I love your show. It's fantastic.
You're very sweet. Thank you very much. And thank you for talking to me on this episode of Music Stories, Nadia.
Thank you very much.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.